Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Good morning, everyone. It is indeed time for Over the Back Fence. Over the Back Fence. Oh, wow. Here on this Saturday, it is July 1st, 2023, 11:06 on the clock. I am your host, Seth. Thank you, everyone, so much for joining me today on this lovely Saturday morning. We got lots to cover here today, so we're going to get into it in just a few minutes. Of course, we've got our news and notes calendar of events. We've got our mailbag items as well coming up in just a little bit. We have all kinds of other things to get into. Let's review the rafters coming up, all the programming on our stations here at WFHR and WIRI. And of course, most importantly, your phone calls. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on these airwaves if you're looking to buy or sell items with your friends and neighbors. Also, if you want to talk about events going on in the area, we do have some 4th of July things coming up that we will be covering here very, very shortly. And anything else you want to discuss on this fine Saturday, this is what the show is all about. 424-2600 is the number to call, and thanks for joining me on this Saturday. First of all, I want to give a big shout out to our sponsor, Jeff Clark and Associates, located at 3340 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. They are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and they are the place to go if you're looking for health or Medicare or life insurance, other kinds of insurance available, free consultation. Go ahead and give them a call at 424-4101. Give them a call, and they will get you in. Talk to you about what your needs are. They are a local company that help everyone with your questions. You can also check out their website, jca-insurance.com. So big shout out to Jeff Clark and Associates who sponsor this fine program. Thank you so much for doing that. All right, let's go ahead and check out quick the score from last night. The Rafters continue to play good against their teams that are above them in the standings. They did a nice one last night in Madison, 10-3 final score. Big 5-run seventh inning for the Rafters last night. My goodness, that's kind of a pasting. Get the against the Mallards, who are above them in the standings right now. So they gained a little bit of ground on there. And we'll talk about that and what's coming up for the Rafters this weekend. But first, let's go ahead and grab a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I have a full-size mattress. It's never been used. I bought it for my daughter. She moved in with her boyfriend, and she doesn't need it. It's brand new. I paid $320 for it. And I'm sacrificing all that for just $100. You can call me at 715-424-2775.
424-2775.
The mattress came from Tammy's Home Furniture.
All right. Thanks for the call. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Got a mattress for sale, brand new, never been used. 424-2775. 424-2775 is the number to call if you're interested in that. That's as easy as it is, ladies and gentlemen. That's all you need to do to call 424-2600, and we'll get you on the air, and you can tell them what you need. If you're looking for something, if you're looking to sell something, that's what this show is all about. Real quick, getting back to the Rafters here, I was going to go ahead and take a look at the standings right now after the game last night. Let's see if they've updated them here on the website. Indeed, they have. The Wisconsin Rapids Rafters are now in second place. They are a mere game behind the Wausau Woodchucks. Yes, the hated rival, only a game behind. Things are tightening up in the Great Lakes West Division for the Northwoods League. So, again, we'll get to the what's happening this weekend, see if they can get back into first place before the end of the first half of the season. But let's take another phone call now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, I have for sale an 8-foot slide-in truck camper. It's an older model, but it's in really decent shape. And then I also have for sale a 40-foot hay and grain elevator. It could also be used like for elevating firewood. And then I'm looking to buy something, and I'm looking to buy a pump handle, like the old pumps that you pump by hand. I'm just looking for the handle. And my number is 715-652-6641. Thank you.
652-6641.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. A couple of items for sale. Sliding camper, portable grain elevator, both for sale. Also looking for a pump handle for an old-fashioned water pump. If you have that, or if you're interested in buying one of those items, 652-6641 is the number to call. All right, let's go ahead and check out what's happening with the Rafters this weekend. Find out where they are, what they're going to be doing. They're taking on Madison again tonight in Madison. Pregame on WFHR starts at 4:50. And then on Sunday, they've got an afternoon game going to Fond du Lac at 12:50. The pregame for that one, join Joey on the airwaves since they are not at home. And this is the perfect way to catch all Rafters action all season long. WFHR, go ahead and check those games out. They'll be back in town on Monday, 5:50, the pregame for that. But, of course, it's the day before the 4th of July. Why not take in what could be more American than taking in a baseball game? I ask you. And they'll be in action on the 4th as well. We'll get into that as we get a little bit closer. So that's what's happening with the Rafters this weekend with our local programming. Unfortunately, there will not be a polka show tomorrow at 1 o'clock. If you caught it this morning at 7, yay, that was excellent. That show will be preempted by the Rafters this coming Saturday. Looking ahead to Saturday evening, though, we have our regular programming. We have from 6 to 8, Seth Faces the Music. It's a show about running. Run and running. Summer's all about running, right? I have no idea. I'm not a runner, so I have no idea. But I thought it was a good topic. Some great songs in there. Lots you'll know. Some you'll be hearing probably for the first time. Check it out from 6 to 8 on Sunday. Seth Faces the Music. Then from 8 to 9, Director's Cut, a brand new Director's Cut as well. James and I were lucky enough to talk to the playwright and the composer for a brand new Wisconsin-based musical coming up here. They're workshopping it, coming through the month of July into August. It's called Lucette. And it's all about the lumber stories here in Wisconsin. Paul Bunyan is also a part of the show. It's kind of a reimagining and looking more at the historical record of what happened in this Midwestern area, Wisconsin, Minnesota, where all the Paul Bunyan legends take place. It's very cool. Two very interesting people, two very talented people. Check it out. We took to Mary Beth and Owen. Those are the people that the creatives behind this the story and the musical. We encourage you to check it out. A great conversation with James and me and them, and it's great to listen to. 8 to 9 on Sunday night, brand new Director's Cut, talking about art in our area. That one out of Hudson, Wisconsin, so it's very cool. Looking ahead to next week, of course, don't want to forget that the Sunrise Show is from 7 to 8 on WIRI. We've got coffee, conversation, and country. If you have not yet checked it out from 7 to 8, go ahead, check it out. And from 8 to 10, the morning show here on WFHR. Of course, we will be off on Tuesday for Independence Day. We'll be having some best of programming, possibly some polka show, possibly Seth Face the Music. We're still solidifying the schedule for the 4th of July, but we will be having it off. And everyone, I hope you have a great 4th of July. Of course, there's also Rafters game on the 4th, so that stay tuned for that as well, because that will be broadcasting from Witter Field on Tuesday. So we'll let you know all about the time for that as well coming up. On Monday at 3, don't forget the time change, 3 Playmakers will be taking place. I think I will be joining James this week. We'll be talking about what's happening in sports, especially with the Rafters and local sports teams here, and what's going on throughout the world of sports all over the world. World of sports all over the world? Join us for that. And, of course, an abbreviated schedule for Midday Magazine this week from 3 to 4, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And Wednesday, we've got the Wood County Sheriff's Department for the entire hour. On Thursday, we've got Mid-State Technical College and UW-Madison Extension Wood County on Thursday. And then Representative Scott Krug on Friday with the Southwood County YMCA, sponsored by Tri-City Services, coming up on Friday. Don't want to miss any one of those shows. Heading back to WIRI, our sister station just across the hall here. Trail Tunes, every Thursday from 7 to 8. Songs, cowboy songs, western songs, south of the border, you name it. Old-timey cowboy songs. It's a fun show. If you've not heard it yet, go ahead and check it out, especially if you're interested in some Americana, some classic American music. That is there on Thursdays, 7 to 8 on WIRI. Whew, did I miss anything? Boy, I don't know. I hope not. There's a lot going on, but we do appreciate you listening to all of our locally produced shows. And we are going to, let's take a break right now, everyone. We're going to take a break, come back, take your phone calls, 424-2600, get into our mailbag items, news and notes, calendar events on this Saturday, July 1st, heading into the July 4th holiday here on WFHR, where we're locally grown radio. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence, everyone, here on WFHR. The groove is in the heart on this Saturday.
The chills that you spill up my back keep me filled with satisfaction when we're done. Satisfaction of what's to come.
424-2600 is the number to call to get on these airwaves today. Looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors. Want to talk about events coming up, especially if there's any 4th of July stuff that we're going to get into some in just a little bit. But if we do miss anything, let us know, 424-2600. And just want to remind everyone, if you do have events coming up, we want them so we can announce them over these airwaves. If you're a nonprofit, community event, whatever it is, we want to know. Get it to us, Seth at civicmedia.us. I will take them. You can do send it to info at WFHR.com. Lots of ways to get it. Drop it off in person here. And I'll get into where that is in just a minute after we go through our mailbag items, because you can do the same with those. Looking into the mailbag here, we do have one item today, but we're going to pause just a moment so we can take a phone call. Good morning. You are on the show.
Yeah, I'm having a garage yard sale at 331 16th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids until 7 o'clock tonight, just down the road from the water and lake.
All right. All right. 331 16th Street South in Rapids till 7 today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. Have a great weekend and a good sale. Hope it goes well for you there. Got a sale going on today. 331 16th Street South in Rapids, just a little ways from the water and light, till 7 o'clock tonight. If you have sales, please call in. Let us know, too. We love to broadcast that and get people to come to your sale. We love talking about rummage, yard, garage sales, whatever you got. All right, let's get into that mailbag item that we do have today. A 2004 Harley 883 Custom Sportster. Low miles. It's like new. They're asking $3,700 for it. Call 715-451-5711, 451-5711. Ask for Tom. Tom is the one you want to talk to for this 2004 Harley 883 Custom Sportster for $3,700. If you would like to add something to our mailbag, we do appreciate that. You could drop it off in person at 1690 2nd Avenue South. We are on the roundabout. You cannot miss us. We're open from 9 to 4 Monday through Friday. Come in anytime then. Drop it off. Pam would be great. Would love to take it for you. And if you got rummage sales coming up too, we wanted to hear about those. Anything like that so we can announce it over the back fence, please let us know. You can also email otbf at wfhr.com or me directly, Seth at civicmedia.us. Make sure you include your contact information and a description like that gentleman did. With the Harley, it's a makes it easier for us to read it over the airwaves. If you give us a good description, we can give the people out there an idea of what you're trying to sell or what you're looking for. And please limit it to 3 items. We ask that as well. That's it for the mailbag today. Let's go ahead and get into our news and notes, our calendar of events coming up here in this celebration week, July 4th. We want everyone to know that we are here at WFHR. We are a collection site for shoes, gently used shoes. Shoe us the love. And this is for the Southwood County Humane Society. Donate your gently worn, used, and new shoes today. That'll help raise funds for the Southwood County Humane Society. You can drop them off there. You can drop them off here. Going through August 4th, if you have any questions, go ahead and call 423-0505, 423-0505. Or you can email swchs@swchs.com. That's the Humane Society's website and email address. You can, if you have any questions, you can also get an email or a call to them, and they will let you know what's going on. All right, so let's go ahead and grab a phone call now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, I've got a air conditioner I'd like to sell. It's a window unit. It's an LG brand. It's 12,000 BTUs. It's 120 volt. It's in good shape. And I'd like $150 for it. It was over $500. No. Call 715-325-6650.
325-6650.
Correct.
All right. Thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. We got a window air conditioner unit for sale here. If you're interested in that one, 325-6650, 325-6650, the number to call for that. Just a reminder, while I'm going through all this information of the calendar and the new events, news and notes going on for the next few minutes here, you can call 424-2600. I will finish reading what's in front of me, and then I will get to your call as soon as I can. Want to remind people that the Stuff the Desk event is going to be happening in the middle of August before school starts, but they're asking for people to sign up right now. It is a collaborative community initiative led by the United Way to ensure every student has the supplies they need to learn. All families with financial need are eligible to receive free school supplies. To participate, you just need to register before Thursday, August 3rd. So how do you register? A couple of ways we got for you. You can go to the website, uwswac.org. Click on the Stuff the Desk banner. You can register online. You can call 211 Monday through Friday between 8 and 5 p.m. And they can get you signed up that way as well. School supplies will be distributed during the event on August 18th and 19th at East Junior High School, located at 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Registrants, must select a pickup time. Each time slot is limited to 125 students. They will let you know, and you can tell them if there's any openings at a certain time for the 18th and the 19th when you're ready to come pick it up. This is very important. Walk-ins will only be accepted on Saturday, August 19th between 10 and 10:30 a.m., but supplies are not guaranteed. That is why we're encouraging you to go to the website, call 211, and get registered for this event. You have until August 3rd to do so. An ongoing event that's happening through August 15th, a juried mixed media exhibition exploring the beauty and brilliance of the monarch butterfly and to celebrate Port Edwards being a monarch village. This is going to be at the Alexander House, like I said, through August 15th. It's presented by Kathy and Patrick McGrath, monarch butterfly enthusiasts from Port Edwards. The Alexander House is open from 1 to 4 Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday, or by special appointments. If you would like some more information, go ahead and check out their website, alexanderhouseonline.org/events. And you can find out more about monarchs and art and other things happening at the Alexander House, another very cool exhibit. Monarch butterflies, of course, very important to the ecosystem. Find out more about them and how they are used in art at this very cool mixed media exhibition at the Alexander House through August 15th. The Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools are offering free meals for all kids under the age of 18 throughout the summer. Now, this coming week is going to be a little bit different because, of course, because of the July 4th weekend. So three sites will be closed all week long for the holiday week. The breakfast at the Wisconsin Rapids Area Middle School, the lunches at Mead Park near the splash pad, and Winter Park in the shelter outside of the Aquatic Center will all be closed this week. So if you've been utilizing this service, unfortunately, you will have to find other means this week because those are all going to be closed. They're going to start up again the week after this coming week. Now, breakfast will still be served at Lincoln High School on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. They will be closed on Monday and Tuesday for the July 4th holiday. So breakfast will still be offered on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week, 7:30 to 8:30 at Lincoln High School. Please note that all meals must be consumed on site and cannot be taken as a to-go meal. So just an update on what's happening for those meals this week. Most of them are going to be taking a break. So going on right now as we speak, and I got to tell you, it was looking pretty good. It's the Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market. When I left this morning to come here, that place was packed. We had so many vendors. As the doctor said to the patient after he hit his knee, the joint's jumping. If you would like to get a balloon animal, today's the day. KC Twist Balloon Creations will be there till 1 o'clock. It's located at First Avenue South between West Grand and Goggins Street every Thursday and Saturday from 8 to 2. Fresh flowers, locally grown fruits and vegetables, baked goods, free activities for the kids all season long. We love the Downtown Farmers Market. We ask you go ahead and participate with all of the great vendors down there. Looks like it was a very nice day to go down to the farmers market. The sky is clearer and it's a beautiful day. Go check it out. Support our local produce producers. Producers. I like that. We keep talking about that. All right, this coming week, summer camp continues at the Southwood County YMCA. Celebrate the 4th of July with Stars and Stripes Week. This week is everything red, white, and blue. They'll be having a week full of patriotic activities, including theme snacks and crafts. And this is going to be Monday and then Wednesday through Friday. Of course, the 4th will be off for the holiday. But the rest of the week, they're going to be celebrating all things Stars and Stripes. For more information, go to swcymca.org. Or you can call 818-9622, 818-9622 for more information about this and other summer camps happening at the YMCA this summer. Very cool. Check it out. All right, everyone. Let's go ahead and talk a little bit about what's happening on this coming July 4th. We have some information here from the Office of the Mayor, helpfully supplied this for us. On Tuesday, July 4th, one of the best fireworks displays in the area will be launched from the Wisconsin River in downtown Wisconsin Rapids. The display will begin at approximately 9:30 p.m. and may be viewed along most of the riverbank and downtown area, except for the launch and safety zones on the western bank of the river from the foot of the Grand Avenue Bridge to south of the Moravian Church. Just keep that in mind, that that place will be cordoned off for safety reasons, of course. Entertainment Engines, a DJ, will start playing music at about 6, and the national anthem will be sung by Don Johnson immediately before the fireworks show begins. Food and refreshment vendors will be located on West Grand Avenue on the west side of the river, including one specific one I'll be getting into in just a minute, and on 2nd Street South, south of East Grand Avenue on the east side of the river. So there'll be plenty of places to eat. I do want to do a special shout-out to the Moravian Church. We'll be having a brat fry from 3 to 8:30 on July 4th. Not only will there be brats, there'll be hamburgers, there'll be chips and popcorn and drinks, wonderful baked goods. They got a big menu this year for that, adding a couple of new things, including pie. Wait, did I mention pie? Slices of pie for sale as well. Trying something new this year. Very exciting. The hamburgers are also new. So this is trying some new things at the 4th of July brat fry. That's happening right outside the Moravian Church from 3 to 8:30 on July 4th on this coming Tuesday. I do want to mention that the parking lot of the church will be reserved for those who need accessible parking. So please keep that in mind for people who need to get closer to the area where they'll be selling and to the fireworks. So please, if you leave that space, the parking lot of the Moravian Church, for those who need handicap accessible, for those who need to be a little bit closer to the action. So we do appreciate that, and thank you very much. Also, don't want to forget that the Wisconsin Rapid City Band will be performing outside the Centralia Center from 7 to 8 p.m., and that's at 220 3rd Avenue South. Going to be another great 4th of July, everyone. I hope everyone has a very safe and happy 4th coming up here. And don't forget to be careful of your own fireworks. Of course, there are ordinances in the city about having and shooting off fireworks. I would ask that you review those before you set off any of your own fireworks as well. Be mindful of your neighbors. Well, coming up on Wednesday, if you're looking for something to do at about 5 o'clock, head on over to the Elks Lodge, number 693 at 430 West Jackson Street. And you can play some bingo. That starts at about 6:30. Our friends at Two Hearts Catering will also be open to provide you with some delicious food. So go ahead and check that out if you have not yet. Go support the Elks and all the great things they do, including the Heroes Cafe, the scholarships that they provide for students, all the stuff they do for veterans. It's a very cool organization, and we love to support all the stuff that they do for this community. All right, let's see here. We are going to get into, let's finish off the week here. We have some opportunities to give some blood. Patriotic thing to do on this patriotic week, I would say. A couple of opportunities coming up in Wisconsin Rapids on Thursday the 6th. We've got Grace Lutheran Church will be having a blood drive, 1531 Whitrock Avenue from 1 to 6 p.m. And then over in Plover on Friday the 7th from 10 a.m. to 2 at the Fire Fitness Camp, 2621 Post Road. So we have some special opportunities to give some blood through the American Red Cross there. Also want to let people know you can give anytime at the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center, 3201 C Main Street. That is right next to Hyde Music, if you know where that is. Today they're open till 2:45. They'll be open on Monday from 12 to 6:15. And it looks like they'll be open on the 4th as well, 8:15 to 3. So if you have an opportunity, if those are the only days you have opportunities to give some blood, we do encourage you to do so. If you are able, stay tuned. Of course, we'll have some more opportunities in Wisconsin Rapids coming up very shortly. All right, let's go ahead and grab a phone call right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, we have for sale a rectangular table with four chairs for sale. It's 30 by 60. If somebody's interested, we're just selling it reasonable for $50. And they can phone 715-886-4677.
886-4677.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Appreciate the phone call. Table and chairs for sale, if you're interested in that, rectangular table, 886-4677, 886-4677, the number to call. Thank you for that call, indeed. And one more thing we're going to talk about before we get into what's happening starting next Saturday. Going to look ahead for the rest of July and see some of the fun events coming up. The neighborhood table will be open as they usually are on Thursdays from 4:30 to 6. Go and have a community meal there. Located at 2321 West Grand Avenue, that is the new home of Focus, feeding our communities with United Services. If you have not had a chance to go there yet, we do encourage you. So go have a meal with the neighborhood table, 4:30 to 6 on this coming Thursday. All right, let's go ahead and take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to look ahead towards next weekend and stuff coming up in July on our community calendar right here on locally grown radio, WFHR. Oh, welcome back, everyone. WFHR's Over the Back Fence for the Saturday, July 1st. Thanks for joining me today on this lovely Saturday. Don't forget that the farmers market is going on till about 2 o'clock today. Don't forget to go check out. Go ahead downtown. Go ahead downtown and check it out as we continue on here with our news and notes calendar of events. 424-2600 is the number to call to be on the air here with items you may want or things you're looking to sell or buy with your friends and neighbors. Brought to you by Jeff Clark and Associates Insurance Services. All right, let's go ahead and jump into some stuff happening next weekend. First of all, we're going to go to our friends in Rome. They got a couple of interesting items happening. On Saturday, July 8th, starting at 10 a.m., they've got the Draft Family Bike Ride. It is a kid-friendly family bike ride of less than about 4 miles or around 4 miles. They will be meeting at the Rome Town Center gazebo at 10 a.m. So if you want to get out on your bike, hopefully the weather will hold out, of course. Go have some fun. A family-friendly bike ride happening next Saturday at 10, the Rome Town Center gazebo. To participate in that. And then looking ahead a little bit further in Rome, our friends at Hoozles at the Lakes have a bring your dog at the to the patio bar from 1 to 5. Bring your doggy to the patio bar. $10 fee, but it also includes a doggy gift bag. There'll be live music from 1 to 5. There'll be pup cups for sale. They're a 50-50 raffle. And also consider a donation to the Humane Society, our good friends over there. That's the whole reason they're doing this. Including not just monetary donations, but they're also looking for specific items, including bleach, soft dog treats, grain-free cat or dog food, Kleenex paper towel. Of course, money is always welcome for veterinary fees and all that sort of thing. So lots of stuff you can bring in for to help out the Humane Society. Of course, every week we talk during Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 with Madison, and they always have need, especially right now. They got tons of cats. So if you can have any kind of cat stuff that you can donate to the Humane Society, it is greatly, greatly appreciated. Moving to our friends in Rudolph. The 76th annual Rudolph Volunteer Fire Department Street Dance will be happening coming up this Saturday. This is a great event. It's one of the highlights of the summer, if you ask me. It's at 1559 Main Street in Rudolph. The parade begins at 3:30 p.m. Of course, all throughout the day, there'll be activities for kids. There'll be food trucks and other refreshments. The Great Band Southbound will be taking the stage from 5 to 10. And afterwards, at dusk, the Bride and Company will be providing their fireworks. This is a great event, and we love helping them out, get the word out about this. So, again, it's coming up Saturday, July 8th. Next Saturday, and in Rudolph, stuff begins at 3:30, the parade and other great opportunities and fun opportunities at the street dance in Rudolph on the 8th. Check it out. Our friends at Extension Wood County are doing some classes at Focus. They're offering those at 3 to 4 at numerous days. That's at 2321 West Grand Avenue. The next one coming up will be July 11th. Our friend Janelle Weir will be talking about propagation of herbs. She's a horticultural expert with UW Extension Wood County. You've heard her on these airwaves as well, talking about horticulture. If you're interested in herbs at all and their propagation, July 11th is the day to check that out. Looking ahead, they've got a couple more classes they will be offering, including one about in nutrition. Hannah Wendels will be offering that one, a food-wise educator. Smart shopping for fruits and vegetables and farmer's market season. Of course, we have our farmer's market here. The Rome farmer's market is going on throughout the summer in all these areas. We do want people to get safe food. So smart shopping for fruits and vegetables and to support local producers. And that's, of course, all very important. That's happening July 18th with Hannah Wendels. And then our good friend Jackie Carantini on July 25th. Our financial educator, financial services inventory, what it is and how to complete one. That's very cool. Any one of these things that you want to join, please RSVP by calling 715-421-8437, 421-8437. Go to bit.ly/focus2023, and you can sign up for their classes there. All classes, again, 3 to 4 on those days, 2321 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. That is where Focus is located. Don't want to forget, every Thursday, including this upcoming one, Lunch by the River will be taking place at Veterans Memorial Park from 11:30 to 1. That's running through the end of August. Enjoy entertainment and exceptional food along the Wisconsin River. Each week is sponsored by a different business and is sure to be a favorite summertime event, as always. Also coming up on the 11th, the next Gather by the Gazebo, Music in the Park. Join family and friends for music, food, and fun at Alpine Village Business Park in Rome. This event takes place in the second Tuesday of summer months from 5:30 to 7:30. Gain exposure within the business community and the public. If you want to sponsor the event, they're still looking for sponsors. And, of course, it's a great opportunity for you to listen to some music, get some food, spend some time outside in these glorious summers that we have in central Wisconsin. And, of course, don't forget that in Nakusa, we also have Rendezvous in the Park coming up. The next one will be July 19th. We'll talk about that when it gets a little bit closer. Looking ahead to July 12th, lots of stuff going on July 12th. First of all, let's talk about our friends at the Junction City Parochial School. The second Wednesday of every month through October, they'll be having their Amish school benefit Haystack Supper at the Junction City Community Park on Case Avenue from 4 to 7:30 p.m. If you want more information, call Norman at 450-8186. Look for raffle drawings there as well. This is the they do this every summer. And if you don't know what the Haystack Supper is, go check it out. It's really cool. And you can not only do that, you can also support the parochial school in Junction City, our friends up in Junction City. Well, here's an interesting event that'll be coming up here. This one is over in La Crosse. But we did get some information on it, and we thought it sounded a pretty cool event here. All aboard for the family fun at the 31st Annual Rail Fair. The 4000 Foundation Limited proudly announces plans for the Rail Fair to be held Saturday, July 15th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Copeland Park, Rose and Clinton Streets in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Since 1991, Rail Fair has grown to become one of the premier summer railroad events in the Midwest. This 31st annual event celebrates the area's railroad heritage while raising funds to maintain and restore the La Crosse Short Line Railroad Heritage Museum in Copeland Park. This is very, very cool. This is history, folks. Way to save some history. Yes, it's down over in La Crosse. It's a little ways away, but who doesn't like trains? Trains, man. Sounds so cool. Admission is only $5. Kids under 12 are free when accompanied by an adult. Very, very cool. There's also going to be this is from 10 to 4, by the way. Sorry, I don't know if I mentioned that. There's going to be a flea market, a swap meet as well, railroad show, including some model and toy trains. Very cool. Antique toys, die-cast models, railroad exhibits and displays, guided tours of the steam locomotive caboose and Grand Crossing Tower. This sounds like such a cool and fun event in La Crosse coming up on Saturday, July 15th from 10 to 4 at Copeland Park in La Crosse. Now we're getting towards the end of July here. More events coming up. We do want to make you aware of them. The next Helen Zoohouse free event will be coming on Tuesday, July 25th. Animal Quest, they're back again once more. Animal Quest brings the wonders and wows of the animal kingdom to people of all ages, bringing to light the beauty and truth in the creatures of the wild. See and touch animals you didn't know existed. If you want more information, go to their website, animalquestinc.com. They'll be having three shows that day, one at 11, one at 1, and one at 3:30. That's July 25th, a Tuesday. They're back again once again this year at Helen Zoohouse at the Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo, 1911 Gaynor Avenue, just a stone's throw from where I am sitting right here. All right, let's go ahead and take another break here. Our final break of the hour. We'll be back, talk about a few events coming up, especially one that the Family Center's putting on that we're really excited to talk about at the end of July. We'll get into that. We'll also get into a couple more items happening here. What's coming up on your airwaves on WFHR and WIRI as well. And also your phone calls. Still have a little bit of time to call 424-2600 right here on Over the Back Fence on WFHR.
He realized that she was new to love, naive in every way. Every schoolboy's fantasy she was. That's why he had to wait.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence here on WFHR. Hope you're having a great Saturday out there. It's July 1st. June is gone. I can't believe it. It's just weird and just went way too fast, way too fast. Where is summer going already? We got 2 months left and it doesn't seem like it's enough. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on these airwaves. We do have a caller right now. Let's get to them. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, I have an item for sale.
All right.
It's a Sonatech infrared two-person sauna. It has a Carbon Flex technology, and we're looking for $1,500.
Okay, what's your phone number?
Yes, 715-887-4224, and that's in Port Edwards.
Okay, 887-4224.
Yes.
All right, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Got a two-person sauna for sale. Ooh, very cool. Looking forward to this winter. That's a nice idea. 887-4224, 4224, 887-4224 is the number to call if you're interested in that item. It is in Port Edwards. Got a few minutes here left to wrap up the show, everyone. Once more, big shout-out to our sponsor, Jeff Clark & Associates, located at 3340 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Call them up at 424-4101, 424-4101 for your health, life, medical insurance needs. They will help you out with that. No cost consultation. Check out their website, jca-insurance.com. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And a big thank you for sponsoring Over the Back Fence. We have a big event coming up at the end of July. We want to let everyone know about it. This is for the Family Center. It is the third annual Touch a Truck. This is so cool. Free admission coming up for that. It's July 29th at the Grand Rapids Lions Club, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. There'll be vehicle displays, food, kids games, and much, much more. The mission statement for the Family Center is guided by the voices of those affected by domestic and sexual abuse. The Family Center provides confidential, culturally competent, comprehensive services with an emphasis on self-determination and prevents the abuse by addressing its root causes through education and community involvement. Follow the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center Incorporated on Facebook and on Twitter at FamilyCTR. That is their handle. They'll have more information about Touch a Truck event, and we'll be talking about that coming up very, very soon. So it's going to be a fabulous event. They've had it for the last few years, and we are very excited to once again be talking about that on these airwaves. We got about 4 minutes or so left here on the show, 424-2600, if you want to get any last-minute phone calls in. Don't really have much more. Just want to let everyone know that Rafters Baseball will be on the air tonight and tomorrow. The Rafters, of course, are out of town, so go ahead and tune in. Pre-game tonight starts at 4:50, first pitch at 5:05. They're going to be playing Madison in Madison tonight. See if they can keep the momentum going. They've won two straight games. See if they can keep it going and try to go for that first place, making up only a game behind the hated Wausau Woodchucks going into the game tonight. So let's see if they can gain a little ground on them. Also, check out on Sunday at 12:50 pregame. They're in Fond du Lac to face the Dock Spiders. Pre-game, like I said, is at 12:50, first pitch at 1:05. That, unfortunately, will preempt the rebroadcast of the Polka Show. But don't fret. We're going to probably be playing the Polka Show. It's a 4th of July themed show Tim put together. Thank you, Tim, once again, for doing that. Appreciate it. We can hopefully play that again on the 4th of July. We will be closed here. No live content on the air on July 4th. We'll be having some rebroadcasting best of. Tune in. Find out what we're going to be having playing on that day. We will have our regular schedule on Monday, on the 3rd, morning show from 8 to 10 here. The Sunrise Show from 7 to 8 on WIRI. And also a Playmakers from 3 to 4. That'll be live. We'll be taking your phone calls as well. I think I will be joining James for that. Seth Faces the Music will be taking place from 6 to 8 on Sunday night. New show this week. We've got songs about running and runaways. Lots of fun tunes coming up for that one. You're not going to want to miss it. And a brand new director's cut as well. We're going to be talking to the creatives behind Lucette, a musical that involves Lumber and Paul Bunyan and Native peoples around here and immigrants all throughout the Midwest. It's a very cool show. We talked to Mary Beth and Owen, the playwright and the composer of the music. It's a great conversation. We do encourage you to tune in from 8 to 9 on Sunday for Director's Cut. Every Thursday on WIRI from 7 to 8 p.m. is Trail Tunes. Check it out. Listen to some cowboy tunes, some Western songs, some South of the Border songs as well. It's all intertwined in the Old West, but it's a fun show if you haven't caught it yet and you're interested in hearing some true Americana, very American music. Now is the time to do it. Thursdays from 7 to 8. And of course, we're always working on new locally produced shows here on WFHR and on WIRI, so stay tuned for that as well. Coming up after this show at noon will be Charlie Barron's Cripes Cast. That's going from noon to 1. And then from 1 to 2, it's the Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown, and Earl Ingram. And their show from 1 to 2, that's a rebroadcast from earlier on in the week. But they're a great team, and they are very fun to listen to. I've got nothing else here. I got like a minute left here, and I got nothing. Well, what am I going to do with this last minute? You know what I could do? I could talk to Rodney, of course. Rodney, it's been a while. Yep. Had to get it in there, didn't you? Oh, Rodney. He needed to make his voice felt because we're trying to name the chicken of the WIRI chicken. So he's feeling a little left out. Oh, Rodney. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for everyone who called in. Our sponsor, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. Have a great week. Have a great 4th, everyone. Hope it's safe. Have fun. And stay tuned to WFHR.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.